Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This is a bonus podcast. 8th of June. My guest today, comedian Mark McCarney.
How you doing?
So, we'll get to Janet Devlin in a minute.
Right.
If anyone hasn't heard of Mark McCarney, one part of two parts of State of Goose. How do you introduce yourself? Like, do you go like, oh, I'm a comedian, then I do this other shit with some beardy cunt?
I don't really. No one's really ever asked before. So it's just, what do you do? Unemployed.
Unemployed.
Like, literally, actually, I was getting the haircut like a while ago, and it's all just bullshit wet talk. It's like, are you off today? What do you do? Fuck, I'm going to start explaining this. Like.
I bet it's different if you owned a business, didn't you?
Aye. Packed it all in.
What was it then? Fixing shit?
IT and phones and shit.
IT, fixing your devices. You know, you want any hard drives wiped? Speak to this man. Let me get that down there, get your face in. So you set that up yourself and then just fucking packed it in?
I always said, like, I could not be bothered working for somebody else.
Nice. So how long did you do that for?
3 years.
Three?
3 years, and I just got sick of it. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do...
Where was the shop based?
Final Town.
Yeah.
Fucking in the ghetto.
What's the repair game like down there?
Oh, fuck, man, ball. Fucking.
Just like, I dropped this in a fucking sorry tank.
Dropped this in the wife there last night. Just fucking. Tied her knot across her legs and she fucked it.
I know.
But,
it smells like it was in some inside a cow, but. And it was, but.
Oh, it is. Like you'd open things and straw. Literal really? Straw and blocks would fall out of them. Like. Some. But you know, I didn't mind.
Like
that.
In the back of an iPad or something? Like,
I used to fucking laugh at people like, you're getting to me iCloud. It's like, what's the password? Password? What the fuck are you doing the password there? And what do we do now? You need the password. Like, just go mad. Like. That used to crack me up.
Password? iCloud? What the fuck are you talking about? My dad had a phone, and he got a new phone. And he had to do something, with a password of, you know, like a fucking iCloud type thing. What do they call it? Apple?
ID.
Apple ID. And he couldn't remember it, and he ended up just putting the car back in the old phone. And I'm like, have you not got that new phone? And it's like a fucking, you know, like an iPhone 8 or something. The half-decent phone. He's just like, nah, give me hold.
Oh, right. So it used to be like... You can reset them, the passwords, but it's like you have to go through 3 security questions. So it's like you set it up whenever you first set up. So what's the name of your first pet? Billy Joe John Jelly. Name of your wife. Oh, fuck, how would I know that?
What spelling did I give it?
I have no patience for it all.
Fuck's sake. Unbelievable. So you did that for 3 years. And then, because you're, what age are you, 29?
Yep.
That's fairly late at the beginning of the comedy, isn't it?
Yeah, but something that I always, from 16, 17... wanted to do, but never back then. Like, there was like Empire was really the only place you could go to back then. And like,
totally,
I remember saying to, I think it was like Gary was going at the time, was like, I'm just gonna quit uni and become a comedian. She's like, yeah, what?
You know, it's
being from here, it's the most absurd thing.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't make because everyone thinks they're funny, but then it's almost people were like, oh, no, sure, we'll have the comedians. KLD and them, but that's the comedians.
Aye, but for like Lex and me looking in, it's just like, oh yeah, he just walked into that. He's just born a comedian. There's no way.
Well, I think whenever I was sort of trying to start it, I still don't even know if I want to do stand up. You know what I mean? I don't know what the crack is. I just started hanging about with Mickey, and then all of a sudden I was doing gigs. But I always liked it and liked watching it and stuff. But then I was like, how the fuck do you even? I just didn't even know where to start.
Yeah.
I can remember walking downstairs into the Empire and mates of mine were watching football. And I just remember, and I was probably like 18, 19, I just remember walking in and going, oh fuck, they do stand-up in here. And just the anxiety of the thought of doing stand-up, because this place is packed with people watching football, and it was downstairs as well. But I was just like, fuck, imagine doing stand-up. And then I was just like fucking having a panic attack.
Did I broken?
Just thinking about doing stand-up.
No, I couldn't. I went up to the Pav, told nobody.
Yeah.
Just went up and done it. And
wee dirty secret.
Wee dirty fucking. And then who was on the front row? Only wee Jimmy McGigney.
Oh,
that's how we met. Like, this was my first gig. He never said nothing to me. And then the next day, he messaged me on Facebook or something. He's like, can we be friends?
Can we be friends? Are we comedy friends now? Friends.
And that's,
but it's good. It's good though to have like, yeah, like a comedy mate that you do a lot of stuff with.
Without doubt, because it's like you're kind of competing with each other, but in a friendly way.
Yeah.
So it's like if you get a good gig, he's like, "Fuck, I want to get a good gig and shit like that." There, but
we'll get him on here as well at some point. But yeah, it is fucking weird. I don't know. I've had a few different ones. Like me and Mickey would have just gigged a lot together, not necessarily made a lot of shit together. And then before that, with like the Amfetter stuff, like me and Dan would have made stuff, but then that went fucking pear shaped. So now it's probably more like me and Aaron would. Well, in fact, the way it is now, like, I don't even really make that many sketchy type things anymore. So it's more like we'll write a lot, just write a lot more stand up. And
it sounds the same as, like, I remember doing videos like when I was like 19, 20, putting them on Funnier Day.
Oh, really?
And putting them up. But like, it's the same thing as like trying to get a cunt to hold a camera or be in it or something. Like, there was none of my friends was interested at all. And so then when I ever met James Lane, I was like,
I know. And then the sad thing is, your fucking regular friends, you start to lose touch with them a wee bit, or you've been hanging around with a bunch of comedians for a while, and then you go hang out with your mate, and he's like, oh, I got this fucking project and work where they ordered like these pipes from fucking Sweden and they didn't arrive on time, and you're like,
no, I was like that all my 20s, but I had no one else to talk to, so I had a fucking, no, you're doing silence, fucking deadly.
Just trying to fucking,
many just acres putting in the day. But it's funny, like fucking, like there's boys, that video we put up there last week, and there's boys like, you know boys, but nobody ever really chats to you or chat to them, and now they're best friends.
With you?
Come up to you and like, oh fuck, video watchers.
Oh, some crack.
Hilarious.
I know, that's
you,
fucking.
You should be on BBC.
That did the rounds, did it? That fucking sucked calves one.
I found about it, don't
I? Well, which one was, oh, that was the money one. You should take those and like just have a theme per video. Is it on YouTube? You should just have a theme and do that like out of context wee sayings every time.
Aye.
That one was like money.
That's right, it was money, aye. So I have a weird thing about doing the same thing twice. I know it's like different. I think it's under my one maybe. That's the goose one.
Oh shit, which one's yours?
Just Mark McKierney. An idea for one I might do next time, saying to James about like a kind of a piss take, you know, like parts unknown.
Yeah.
Parish unknown. So I was going to go about and do something like that there in the town. Like.
See, I'd fucking love that because I know you probably get someone who just wouldn't know what parts unknown was like, but sure, well, fuck them.
You could offend.
What do I be needing money for? If you're making love to your wife and the dog starts licking the back of your
Why is that not plugged in? Do you know what's weird though? Like, I have the same fucking camera as you, but then when I see other people do shit, I'm like, how come that looks better than mine?
Really? Fuck no, I thought that was rough. I thought it was even like wide overexposed and something.
Chap on the date, fucking sure you do. I was there.
Get my own voice.
Why is that not fucking. Oh well, that seems to not just be playing through that, so. Fuck my hell.
Cutbacks.
Fuck.
And both cheap and both sensible. Very long shot. Half
it's not going up. But anyway, who got their hands on that? A bunch of fucking farmers.
Yeah, it was up. Like somebody sent me last night. It was on some big farming publication or something. I was like, fuck.
Farmhub.com. Fucking
smelling grass and stick it up your arse.
There's bound to be some farming porn, is there? You see, we've picked up where me and Mickey left off here.
Aye. Waste.
There we go. Just doing a podcast with a fucking full route. Farm porn. No, there's probably going to be someone getting licked out by a sheep here. No, this all looks fairly standard. She's getting splattered up there.
Jeez, I'm very disappointed.
Sport farm, girl. Fuck, what the fuck? What's this? Dairy farm.
Oh.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
A wee bit of milking.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I stop and go like, I can't believe I'm doing this for my job. I wonder how they feel.
Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah. Then I.
Do you want to just
fire? She doesn't look like she's too happy.
Are yous farmers?
No, but we are just slapped down in the middle of them.
Aye. Fucking some crack.
But I do that now. Rare couple of them.
You'll fucking I go into that sort of dairy farming. Aye. You know what I mean?
Shed full of dolls.
Get one of no need for them fucking machines that suck your tits. McCarney's. Working.
Give me a shake. Working
here. 8 to 6. That fucking unreal.
I'll not see you stop.
Yeah.
In a hard quarter. If you don't fell in the hard quarter.
Someone sent in a question, and I don't even need to read it yet, but someone was like, what's the most culty thing you've ever heard?
Oh, fuck. Everything. Literally, man, I rare don't.
I mean, some of the ones I mean, like, I'm from Belfast, like, so some of the shit I've heard down here, like there was the first bit of spring, and there was a few sunny days or something, and someone was like, that's a good day to get the big end of the dung out. That's like, what the fuck?
Some,
I don't even know what that means.
I know, there's some ways.
The big end of it? The big end of the dung, like?
The big end of it? I don't even know where to start. Even William Thompson was messing me earlier, he's like, what's a suck calf?
Yeah. What is a suck calf?
The ex-wife. It's just a calf that sucks.
like it knows how to suck, like it's a big in the suck game, or
calf,
or it's been like
it's been tiled, or
it's done its sucking and it's ready to fucking move.
No,
on.
It's breastfeeding.
It is.
Oh, yeah, that's the best way.
Can you get an unsucked one where it's like it's just it don't know what to be at?
You can get whatever you want. Like a couple of pages on there, you'll fucking.
If you speak the right man. Get you sucked anything?
Jimmy Doherty, Billy Gully. Get you sorted.
I've got a suck neck if you're looking at a suck neck.
Or my nickname, Suck Yav. Suck Yav and Round Bale. Once I get on top of you, you're not getting out.
Oh, fuck's sake. How offended were you by that? The only, what is it called? Fucking No Place Like Tyrone?
I didn't watch it because I knew exactly. But I seen a clip yesterday.
Yeah.
And, Jesus, I don't know.
It's No Place Like to official trailer. Which one's this? Now, this isn't going to play. Why is that not playing today? It's driving me fucking.
We're thinking of calling it William Cocker. Says whatever we're doing, I'm romantic. Or maybe the only way is English. You know, your eyebrows. Or even Finn, the Real Housewives of Five Mile Town. I have no intentions of getting married anytime soon. Is reality TV. There's no way I'm wearing heels. West of the band. Oh, Linda. Oh, my goodness. There's no
all I can think is there must be some bucking gets done at those, is that working now? Hold on.
It's like Tyrone. Oh, they like the 10th book.
Oh, you fucking heap of shit. They must get some bucking done at those fucking, like, dances. You know, and they all meet up somewhere and like some country boys playing.
Jamboree.
Aye.
Fuckfest.
Is it?
Savage.
Just boys in their gilets, firing out decks.
Just fingering up against chip vans. That's all it is, like.
Burger in one hand, burger in the other hand.
Don't get the two mixed up.
Burger in one hand, fur burger in the other hand.
Like, fuck, jamborees. I was going to say, have you ever had it? I don't think you were.
Where's is that one thing, or do they have them all over the shop?
It's every year in the Eccleswell Centre in Fenton.
What centre?
The Eccleswell Centre.
Fuck. Can't believe these places are fucking real.
The horses during the day and horses during the night. It's just a big shed, like. Let's just fill it. But it's fucking. There's like a big country music thing up in the SSE Arena, like last year. Filled it.
Oh, why? And for some reason, like, they can charge whatever the fuck they want.
Oh, aye.
Like, you see the ticket price and you're like, is it the Beyonce and fucking.
Farmers, they love something. Money's an object, like that.
Oh,
why?
Oh, I'm skint and all. Now you find it out.
Sell the house. Dancers on.
Sell a house. And you see Philomena Begley immediately. Actual Connor Begley was at a wedding the other week and Philomena Begley got up.
Is she related to her?
I don't think so. I think they were just mates of someone else.
She's from around here too, isn't she?
I've fucking no idea. Not well.
Shout out to Philomena.
Shout out. Big Phil. Dropping fucking bangers.
That bitch.
All across the country. But yeah, I remember that Keeper Country show was on. I used to do material about it, but literally there was this girl and she was fucking good looking. And then there was this
Lisa
guy.
Lisa McHugh?
No, she wasn't a singer. She was just a fucking song. Oh, right. You playing Guess Who with the fucking country singers?
Country Guess Who? Who would you write?
What's her dad called? That's another country thing I noticed moving down here. Was this? Everyone has to know everyone's full fucking title.
Oh, yeah. And what you're at.
Do you know fucking such and such? Fucking, you know, whatever, the fucking mm-hmm. Baileys and the something. And
that's bound to be
nosy cunts.
A massive culture shock from you coming from Belfast to down to Tyrone.
Yeah, but like, for the most part, you don't really see anybody, so like, it's okay.
But they know?
Oh, of course they do, but yeah, like, I'll go into a shop, and I don't think I have an overly Belfast accent, but I'll say something, and they'll be like, what are you doing here?
Like a Jordan Peele film?
Yeah. She's got a pair of gold fucking scissors in her hand. But that actually happened. I went around to the post office, and I'll go to like a deliberately go to a wee small post office so that I can be like, listen, I'm going to have to come in here every once in a while with like a ton of fucking like hat orders, and it's going to be a bollocks, but can I just leave them and like pay or come back later or something? If you're in a big busy post office, they just have no time, and or else you have to stand there while they put stickers on everything. So I'm like sweet talking them a wee bit, like, can I fucking leave this here? And no sweat and all, what's your name? Can't get us. Sorry. I come back in to pay, and the old boy that owns the shop's like, Geddes, would you know fucking a Jackie Geddes from whatever? And I was like, no. And he was just a comedian. You're a comedian, aren't you? Paula there was fucking had you up on the Google. Just know everything about you immediately.
Forget it from Maher. I went. Her mother's father went to school with my brother Santi. Yeah. And I was like, she's dead now. But do you know her? Aye, seen it all.
No, this guy was literally like, aye, he was talking about our McCall or something. He was like, aye, such and such, and she's mates with someone else. The wee fella has Downs. And I was like, I honestly don't know any of his siblings, bar one that I've met briefly, and it was a fella.
He wee dose the Downs. God love him. Funny buck, though. He works as far one day a week.
He's the, you know, the guy's like, the guy, what was he doing? He was doing something ridiculous. Like he was like tearing apart a fucking ice cream machine and cleaning it while he's talking to me.
Him arm deepening her.
That's another thing I had to look up. He asked me, did I know a fucking Jackie Geddes? Apparently, he was an old comedian in the 70s from Belfast. That must be him there. Yeah, we look similar. There he is,
dishing. King of one liners.
I thought that was Sean Haggerty. Is he not the king of one letters? Belfast Telegraph. Oh, fuck, here we go.
And you're dead.
Loses cancer. Oh, he died.
Oh, fuck.
Well, there's my future.
Missed the week.
Let me see. Some crackback in them days. You could just fucking... Who's doing the jokes tonight? Like, the jokes? We all have the same jokes, like...
You could say anything, and there'd be no repercussions.
Oh, no one's filming you while you're fucking... Let me see if there's
tagging
any...
Tagging you on Instagram.
I'm happy enough because I've probably ruined my career countless times on this podcast.
I think there's an... It's nice to know that.
Oh, the... Yeah, the...
It's no bottom. You can't go in.
I'm not waiting around for it to happen. I'm just like...
But there really is fucking, like... Who are you going to offend here? HBO?
Yeah.
Who's going to give you...
Yeah. Oh, the BBC aren't going to give me a show? Fuck's sake.
I know, we were thinking of doing a sketch, and we're like, this is going to offend the BBC if we do it.
Why? What was it about? Tell me the premise.
And
someone else will make it.
Pretty much taking the piss out of that throne thing.
Really?
Mm.
We were going to do one, me and Mick. Well, do you know what? We should have words and do one together.
You have your people to contact my people. Fucking...
Well, it'll be me, because I know Mick. He's not contacting anybody. But that... We were going to try and mix that with... did you ever see the documentary on Channel 4? It was like The Great British Brothel or something. I talked about it in the podcast one time.
No.
Best documentary I've ever seen. I'm going to say...
This is a couple of years ago.
It might be old. British Brothel. I'm just going to see if we can get a clip of this, because me and Mickey went over it one day. But it's literally
peculiar custard fetish.
Aye, that's right. The woman, and they're from like Leeds or something, so she runs upstairs and then comes back and I like, sorry lads, forgot something. And then big fat bit, they're all fucking built like me with a fucking with a bra on. And then she comes running back up the stairs with like two giant tins of like, you know, like budget custard. You know, like the fuck, there's like a litre of it for like 26p or something. And then there, you know, all you can hear is the guy through the window, like, or through the door, like, oh yes, love it. Fucking love it. Now, first of all,
oh, for fuck's sake.
Why is this jack not working? This is doing my fucking bagging. I swear to fuck. Let me see. Why is that not working? Hey, plug in.
Hello.
Anyway, this is a shit show. I'll just see if I can play the audio through.
The motorhome is operational. City's income comes mainly from its regular clients.
Why does it look like a beautician's in Dungannon?
They come Monday, Wednesday, Friday every week.
Oh, wait! I'm a dickhead. Sorry. It's attached to the speakers. What a cock. What a fucking...
Come once a month. Some customers even live up.
Now, we have played this
Hi,
before.
Brian.
So...
Hi, Brian.
Now, see, whenever my gut starts to come out beneath my fucking jumper, gives a shite.
Until the motorhome is operational, City's income comes mainly.
Look at this fucking buffalo here.
From its regular clients.
What dressed up for that?
This is me, Wesley Snipes. Alfred,
some are regular as in.
That's so funny with that.
This is my Wesley Snipes. That's his reference.
No, he's like looking. Which one to pick?
Aye.
You're just like, any one of them.
Aye.
That sofa.
Aye, him.
At that stage, you'd rate anything.
Yeah, he should be lucky they didn't just fucking scatter when he walked in. You know what I mean? Just clean through the window.
Wednesday, Friday, every week. Some are regular as they come once a month. Some customers even live abroad, but every time they come to visit family, which is like twice...
That sofa, I bet you, needs fucking... Yeah, they come in burned. Wet vacked.
Twice a year.
Twice a year, bro?
Hiya.
The girls are happy to accommodate most requests to keep their clients happy.
Now, that's definitely one of them things you put butter on, isn't it?
There's something on it, isn't there?
I have one guy who likes me just to sit there and have a cigarette, and I sit there in very sexy underwear and I have a smoke. Another request was, could I...
He probably, like, walked in, got a look at you and went, I'll tell you what I'm into, just sitting and smoking fags, to be honest with you.
Take a regal and fuck up.
What, do you want a blowjob? And then you see her teeth and you're like, do you like fucking fresh burst? Or whatever the fuck
I have
called.
An inch of despair. Clean off me.
Yeah, your breath's rotten. Smoke a fag there just to take the fucking edge off it. But
three pizzas and then will I measure your stomach, see if you've got any bigger.
What?
Didn't know Mickey was in.
She measures your stomach?
No, the guy wanted her to eat pizzas and then he would measure her
stomach. Well, the request was, could I eat three pizzas and then will I measure your stomach, see if you've got any bigger.
I'd apply for that job, to be honest.
Guys will come in and you think, oh, he's fit. And then when you get him upstairs, he's got his mother's knickers and tights on under his jeans, and it's like, all right then.
I remember saying to one of the punters, I love your bra, where did you get that from? It was gorgeous.
1 in 10 British men admit to paying for sex, and there is no age limit.
I am surprised by some ages at men, because I thought once you went to 40, 50, that were it. But at 91, they're still coming in.
Still chucking out loads.
Hey, lovey.
Do
you want some tea or coffee, or was that?
This is the one. There's a bit in this episode, right, where... Because they have to be in... They work like nurses' shifts. They work like six to fucking...
That doll hasn't moved, but has changed clothes. Such a walrus.
She's a fucking beast. Like, but they go on a breakfast run, and she's sitting there eating chicken curry and chips at like 6 a.m. She's like, breakfast of champions. Fucking love it.
She's
a pig. Like,
she's a pedigree horse.
Like, we see her get
63-year-old Owen is another of Joe's regular...
That jacket's not bad at all now.
Would you like to follow me on...
The vintage fucking Steelers.
Look at this.
He's paid for an hour in the VIP...
And she's been sitting on that sofa all day eating chicken curry. That'd be a fucking minefield, that asshole.
the fetishes some people have got are quite interesting.
She's one of them ones where she's like, all right, I'm Lisa, 29. And you're like, 29 what?
She's a good staffer, mm-hmm. Buster, I don't know.
Having pie. Apple pie.
What do you make them up downstairs?
I won't, honey.
Having pie. Cream pie. A few jar of mints on the desk.
I like to think I'm quite experimental. There's not anything really that I can think of that I've had to say no to or sort of think about.
Shoes?
Including...
washing.
Pies. Curry. Washing me quim.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, hot. All over. Oh, Jesus.
He's Irish as well. Oh, Jesus. Rub your custard up me hole.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck me. Is it Ambrosia?
Take a Skarmel square in his
grill. Even after 6 years.
Ach, no. How did they get away with shit?
I've seen it all, or heard it all, and then
very
another
good question,
will come
I'm not sure.
And it'll be another story.
Is it just one of these, like, it's a massage parlour? But they're massaging your dick with their asshole?
I get quite a few things with food fetishes, to be honest. Like to throw custard all over you. And that's about it, really. That's his thing. Custard, nothing else, just custard.
Oh, cheap shit.
69p for what looks like. What's that, 750 mil, would you say?
Good value, you're in, right?
I don't know if it's the smell, the colour.
I swear to God, if I put a black bra on, not dissimilar. Not a dissimilar build.
He loves it.
Like, fairness, she's cleaning up after herself.
Well, that's where I would be charging the real money. Do you know what I mean?
She's the star, like, she shouldn't be doing that.
If you're going to tug some loud boy off, and it's going to be... It's quick work, like, you know what I mean? But I'm not cleaning custard up.
Why? What would custard like?
I don't know. What happened to him when he was younger? That's
Salmonella, maybe. Custard.
Right, I tell you what, I was making love to my wife and she left the room and I got a bit lonely and stuck my dick in a fucking... In a fucking...
I fell into a Lidl bag and there was salmonella in it.
Sometimes the closest thing to hand is a custard donut and...
The world's fucked, but...
My cock fell into it. What was that line you opened with the other night and it got like a fucking standing ovation and it was like the first line you said?
Oh, aye.
With the limelight?
It's the guy in Kansas, fucking Bernie Mac. Come here, I tell yous.
Oh, come here, I tell yous. And fucking just... You probably did one of like the best ever... sets at Lavery's, probably. For like someone who just did essentially like an open spot.
The first one. It's good night.
See, that's what happens. That's what's supposed to happen. You know what I mean? All these assholes sending me messages like, "Oh, I did one gig. Can I gig in fucking Lavery's now?" And you're like,
"Would you be doing somebody a disservice? I've done one gig and doing Lavery's. You need to be."
I've, and it sounds fucking pompous, but like. There's some people where you're like, I know you wouldn't enjoy it. You think you would you'd enjoy it, but then Mickey does the fucking jizzing on his own neck bit and brings you on to nothing.
Die.
You're not going to like that.
You can't.
You're not going to like that. You need to have like ran through a set and got it to a certain level loads of times and then go and do well. But it's like, and it's just because like, yeah, it's going to stand
it's
out.
Not, like Lavery's isn't. It isn't an open mic, like it's a
no, it's not. And
established comedy club, so you need to be fucking bringing the heat.
And you need, you're also like, and it's any club. It's like I've been places, or even with Lavery's, people have come up and like, oh yeah, it's good to be here and all that. I think I'm gonna try all new stuff tonight, and they're like headlining, and you're paying them all the money, and you're like, no, you don't fucking do some new stuff for sure, like, but don't come up here with like your work in progress. You know, I'm going to try 40 minutes of new stuff. Like.
Yeah, no.
And I've heard other people do that. Yeah, I'm going to go up there and do it. Saying that, I did exactly the same thing in Derry the other night. But it killed. It felt good anyway. It felt good.
No, I heard you did.
You're down a hole for murdered. A freaking bunch of months. So
must be something on Thursday because I heard Limelight was fucking 90 as well.
Who was on there?
For Michael. And the pair of Dublin ones.
That's right. Yeah, the Limelight have caught on that like some Mickey and Shane and all draw more of a crowd than any American fucking cunt they're bringing in, so mm-hmm. they just put them both on every week.
Well, sure, if you're better. Makes sense.
I think it's just they're trying to draw people in. But that's why I realised Lavery's was like the local guys were getting more of a draw than people we'd bring up from Dublin and stuff. So we just stopped doing it.
So it makes sense. It used to be like years ago, nobody would support local. Now it's like fucking everyone wants local.
Now no one gives a shit. Yeah. Yeah, like if you don't put fucking Shane and Mickey and fucking whoever else on, it's like
the OGs.
No, no one turns up.
Yeah,
we've literally had Foil Arms and Hog play to nobody, haven't they? How funny is that? Well, before their online stuff really took off, like, but I mean,
now they're filling the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah, and I'm over here filling fucking corn custard a mass or whatever the fuck. There was one picture, like, what was it from that LOL show we did for BBC, and like Ashton B was in it. And we were just, it was like me, Mickey, Shane, Ashton B. It was like, yeah, we're all doing very well for ourselves here.
Ashton B, the 8 out of 10 gets.
Mm. Big stuff. She did a show with us. Did you ever see LOL? It's complete blur.
I don't think it is.
It's probably not even available online. Let me see. BBC, LOL. Worst name for a show. Fuck off.
Must be talking.
Oh, it was fucking probably 10 years ago. Zero fucking trace of it online. But I remember, do you know what? It was before I really knew sort of that you could just tell someone to go fuck themselves. But like, I remember standing in Custom House Square in Belfast doing a piss take of Glee and everyone was singing and all. And I was just like,
what is
this? I would like to leave right now, thanks. And of course, everyone's skating past and all, like, there's fucking Barry Blender and all, me trying to sing fucking songs. Terrible.
Sure, fuck TV, internet, boy.
But you know what? It's been 10 years of graft and it's all paid off because here's Janet Devlin talking about the podcast.
My favourite podcast. It is the General Banter podcast. And
oh, aye. She got surgery on her vagina there. Did you see that? She puts it up, she puts videos up.
Mm-hmm. So she got a half a million subs there? Fuck my hole. So she got an operation on her family?
I follow her on Instagram there, and she said something about getting her blood frozen or something. It's actually on, I think it's on like the YouTube. Go on to her main page, yeah.
Let me see what bullshit she has said about this podcast while I try and find it.
Who is a Northern Irish stand-up comedian, and the two most common guests are Mickey Bartlett and Aaron McCann, who I love, both of them.
Shout out to John Devil. Where's she from?
Gorton.
Should she be talking like that?
She's in London now, this long time, isn't she?
Nah, you gotta soften it, don't you?
As well.
But not like when I went to visit McCann in fucking LA and he's still running about like,
yeah, sir.
Go and get some fucking soda! Bell soda!
Curry half and half.
So she got a vagina operation?
She put it up some video on. Maybe it's in her stories, but it's definitely on her YouTube.
So what, in aid of what?
I don't know, I didn't watch it.
Did she just have a rough weekend? Is this it here? Hey guys, I regret to let you know that I've had to postpone tonight's. I had to have a procedure on my lady bits yesterday, and well, I'm still not 100%. Fuck's sake. Also, thanks to Gash Trace. I don't even know what that is, but I want one. For letting me borrow this gem to lighten the mood of this. What is Gash Trace? Is it an ashtray? It is. Oh, amazing. They make ashtrays that they're shaped like, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Put a pint of custard in that.
Burnt.
Friday night.
Fuck's sake. Oh, what's that one? We dick as well. Gash Trays? I mean, do you have that many followers on Instagram?
No.
Gash Trays has more followers than you.
I know.
Hilarious.
Well deserved, in fairness.
She had an operation on her lady bits. I mean, that's weird. Like, what's a common procedure on your lady bits?
She spoke about putting, like, they had to get, like, nitrogen or something. Like, it was frozen or something.
Did you read, like, a full...
I was very intrigued.
So ladylike, as if we needed to know that.
Ooh.
Oh my God, look at this guy. What an asshole, like...
Hi, Jürgen.
You know what I mean? Like, grown man, like... And of course, Jürgen, like, so ladylike, as if we needed to know that. Stop talking about your vagina. Yes, that is a pearl for a clitoris. Oh, yeah. Bit young for a fanny tuck, dear Lord. I mean...
What would you need?
I don't know.
Anxious. She's been doing, I think she's done like a vlog about it.
Right.
I like Colin whenever he's just doing his own thing as well. It's very Northern Irish.
I fuck up with you. Like when there I did it in my there vagina.
Shut back, boys.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another video that wasn't supposed to be today's video, but it's playing on my mind, hence why I'm filming this. The video today was supposed to be me talking about all the podcasts I listen to, because I'm addicted. I don't watch TV, I just listen to podcasts.
I mean, I bet you this is not the outcome she wanted. You know, I'll give a few shout-outs to a few podcasts. Oh, cheers, appreciate it. Shout-out to John Devlin. And instead we're like, what's going on with that fan of yours?
Let me know in the comments below if that's something you want me to talk about.
I'm actually just intrigued what sort of procedure. Yeah, it's like if a fella went, sorry, I had to get a wee dick thing going on there. You'd be like, what happened? And you're like, it's just a dick procedure.
Sorry, what?
Enlarging?
Just let us know what exactly happens.
Bottom half or top half or tip? Or
foreskin reduced or something.
I was watching Love Island last night against my will. And did you watch any?
No.
I mean, it's fucking complete wank, like, but...
But I'd say you like, McKeon loves it.
I'm sure he does. I mean, I can see why you get into it. It's supposed to be stupid, so you just kind of... But it's very fun. I mean, like, it'd be a good sketch to do, like, people just meeting, and then half an hour later being like, I just...
Riding the old one.
Not even that. That I would understand, but it's all like, I just don't know if... I really see us having a future or anything. And you're like, the fucking kettle hasn't even boiled yet. And you're already like, I just don't know if kids are a good idea with us right now.
It's just all, it's like a throne thing. It's all show. Like.
I would just love them to go in, stand in a line, and then charge at each other like in fucking Game of Thrones and just dick first. Just fucking all over the place. Cut the shit. If you fire that into Pornhub, like other countries, like Big Brother and all, they'd walk in, throw their bag down, and then throw their other bags.
There's too much faffing about. Yeah. Even in porn. I don't care if you can't pay the rent. Just fucking bullet. You can't afford a pizza? I don't care. Just fucking get at it.
The first... as soon as that fucking pre-roll ad ends, I want to see Wet Shaft. I don't want to see I don't want to see any chatting.
The credits. Love squirt.
Squirt. I want to see a highlight reel of just squirts. Which do exist. I've watched plenty of them.
Then them after shows. There's a replay of this going in slow motion.
Let's take another look at that. A pop shot to the eyeball.
You should do like a bonus podcast.
Yeah.
Like commentating porn.
100%. Me and Mickey could do like... We watched a bit too much porn. Like every week people would just send more and more and more shit. To the point where it was like, hey, welcome to the podcast. Today's porn clip. You know, you just launch straight into it.
Main feature.
Anyway, Janet, let's
see. Related and awkward health related, because we're talking about my lady bits. Ooh, love it. Something that you can tell I'm not very comfortable with, but...
Again, it's like, you know, did you ever watch a tutorial for something? And it's like, hey guys, welcome to the show. By the way, I have a Patreon supporting this, and today we're going to be seeing how we take the screen off an iPhone 7. But first, here's some pictures of my holiday from... And you're like, fucking, the first shot is the whole thing's dismantled, and you're like, right, this is the bit that's broken. You know what I mean?
And then they go back there,
get to the fucking mate.
Important conversation.
Terrible thing to say here, but...
Because I, for one, am somebody who's not very comfortable going to doctors anyway, let alone going for something to do with my lovely vagine, you know? But anyway, let me...
Lovely? Get a night.
And what happened and what's going to happen. So a few weeks ago I was at the doctor's for something totally irrelevant, and that's the benefit of living in the UK. NHS is the thing. You got a problem?
You said she's very brave. She actually looks
so
like
the girl. It's fine. And then at the end of the checkup the doctor is like, so is there anything else going on? And then I've got that voice in my head that's like, tell him what's really going on. Oh. So I did, and basically, not to bore you with too many details, but my lovely lady butts were just bleeding casually for no reason. Just boom. To which, when you try and explain that to a doctor, you know, it's always...
Is that not a period?
Is
that not a period?
Is that your period? You know, that conversation, which for someone who's... 32.
Last week...
better blood given to me.
Last week it was fucking... It was me and Mickey trying to solve the abortion problem, and then this week we're talking about bleeding vaginas.
just, it's like, I know it's not my period because I don't have one anymore. So that just straight off the bat, then they're like, okay, fine. Which then led to... periods anymore.
Pill?
Is that what that does?
Who do you think it was? I thought it was vitamins.
I've been taking them all these years.
I mean, you can. I think you can either be on the pill.
I thought it was contraception, but it didn't stop your period. Like, how do you know if you're?
No, as far as I know, to be healthy, I think you can take it all month, and then come off it when you're supposed to have your period, and then go back on it again. But then you can't just take it straight through, and you don't get a period. As far as I know.
Yeah, you learn something new every day. Mm, I didn't know that.
Suck that calf.
I'm vintage old school.
Vaginal examination.
I don't know. I feel like we've seen enough of this.
She was bleeding.
Well, you left on a cliffhanger now.
What's this procedure? There's a band-aid.
Before. So, I just felt...
In all fairness, very dude-heavy podcast. Let's get a bit of women's issues out
the
there.
The fear of God.
Fair play, because men are so easy to talk with dicks. You may as well.
Get a bit of fanny news out of me. That should be a segment. Dun, 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 dun. Fanny news. She could write a jingle for it.
She could. She was on... How did she become the expert?
Oh my God. I'm going to have to take my clothes off. Great. Because like I said in another video, I...
Have you ever had your dick out of the doctor's? Or balls or them? Balls or dick?
Aye. I did.
Did you?
Aye.
You want to go into it or?
I had a sore throat.
Mark went in there, full route, pulled it out, went, does that look like tonsillitis? I have athlete's foot. Where's your cock out? I don't know.
I've got shingles.
Imagine, don't be even funny if you just took your bollocks out and you're like, I spray my ankle, I think.
Have you a defibrillator?
I bet you a defibrillator to the dick feels class. Just fucking
see
it.
You hanging about spars now, mate.
BBC News, a man in a outside a film station has kicked the defibrillator off the wall and is pictured here resuscitating his taint. Well, master. Oh my God. Although it did annoy the fuck out of me when you'd see videos of guys like just kicking them off the wall then walking on, and you're like, what age are you, you pointless fucking idiot? Like,
get really uncomfortable even changing in front of somebody.
Come on, Janet.
Let alone letting them see my lady bits.
We're going to see Patton Oswalt tonight, but it's a Patton Oswalt joke for him to be like, it's more creepy to make up cute ways to say dirty things than it is just to say dirty things.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Head first. Oh.
But anyway, I put my big boy pants on and I took my pants off, basically, and met them on the saddle for the first time ever, which is a whole new world which of things that I'm going to have to get used to for becoming an adult is, you know, spreading your legs akimbo.
I don't know.
And having somebody look at your cooter. It was great. The physical examination was fine. I mean, speculums are a bit weird, like going in and going, whoop, and somebody just having a wee nosy around. Very weird. Very weird. And then the old hokey pokey at the end just to check things out.
I don't know about you, but I'm...
was about...
How glad are you to not be a woman to have to go through all that shit?
Well, the handy thing about a dick is, you know...
Nothing has to go in you.
It's out. You know what I mean? You can literally still have your trousers on and be like, does that look all right?
You can stand outside. Put them through the window. Does that look normal to you?
Imagine, do you have an appointment? You're just like, here, open up.
Drive through surgery.
Yeah. Or you hand her the wee fucking appointment sheet and she goes, oh, the cock window's actually, if you go right behind, there's an oil tank back there.
Dr. Rush here. I think I'm thrush. I'll leave that here. Yeah. I'll come back on there.
I wouldn't say it was sore, but it's definitely red. It's very red.
I taste M&M's in the piss. That's normal.
Did you? Have you had to get your dick out of the doctor one time?
It was more me bald. We went to we went to Bratislava last year, and there was like a tingle in my nuts.
Oh yeah,
and it scared the fuck out of me. I was like,
tingle in your nuts.
It's like, it wasn't sore, but you know, you just like, you knew your nuts was there. He was like, and I went to the doctor, and he was like, That's grand.
I've had a like an achy bollock.
Oh, that's what
for
was
a while, and it was. I've had a few achy bollocks, but literally,
like a country song. Achy bollock. Achy breaky bollock.
No, I think I was wearing like weird boxers. We're just chewing the fucking right bollock off me, and then someone really fucking like knee sliced them in jiu-jitsu one time. You should be wearing a cup block.
Solved it.
Just rolled it. You know what I mean? Just rolled it over and just had a sore ball for a time. Like, but fuck.
You rolled over it?
You know, like the guy just fucking knee. You know, he just mashed my ball bag. Like, just like. You heard it like.
Rolled you.
You heard it like crunch over the other one.
Like driving over a badger.
That was the jiu-jitsu move, in fact. Guys, this is the driving over the badger. Right, come on, John. Get to the meat.
Great. But anyway, put my clothes back on, sat down with the doctor, and I was right to go get checked out because there was something going on. And it led to this really weird conversation of her suggesting things that it might be, and then in the midst of throwing out all these random scientific words, just decided to throw the C word in there, but being like, no.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. It's not my place to be dishing out information. Go and watch Janet's video. And take care of your downstairs. Get yourself MOT'd. Have them get that fucking mirror on a wee trolley and slide it under you and see what the crack is.
You have to check. You have to look after yourself.
Oh, that's mad. It's like that Dylan Moore bit. He's like, even your ball bag's like looking for a lump in a bag of lumps.
Did you ever try and look?
What?
Like,
feel your balls?
Aye.
Oh, why? I mean,
it is exactly like that. It's like, what am I looking for here?
I've done it many times, not only with my balls. Like, if you had a sore throat or something. See if I'm like, see if there's a fucking lump on both sides. Nah, that's probably all right.
It's too lumps, like.
Do you know what I mean? You're like, that's some sort of symmetry going on there.
No, I don't know. I just got the professionals to do it.
Pull me out. Mick, I swear to God, Mickey said that for about half a year, and it was the funniest thing of all time. Just really sad. We're like, please, somebody pull me out. And it would be so pathetic, but it was so funny. Please, honestly, please, just fucking pull me out. Which is no doubt one of his fucking chat up lines.
Just kick me or something.
Just fucking stomp on it.
Need touched.
Wonder day I still have. Someone sent me. This is, I don't know, it says Dungannon Town, pants down. It looks like, I think someone's maybe like been caught. Oh, fuck my hole. Someone's been caught like cheating.
Above a chip shop?
The guy's pulling this guy off the roof.
In fairness, it reeks of Dungannon.
Oh. Oof. Alright, this is a full hiding. This is not as fun as I thought it was going to be. They just. They just pull the guy out of a window and start beating the fuck out of him. Oh, I'll fucking.
I'll
shoe to the face. The wee man's employing a bit of jiu-jitsu there. Some drama, isn't there? Like,
see, I'm the worst man. See, like that, I just piss myself laughing.
Oh yeah, I can't take it seriously at all. I see the fucking, like, see, we lived in Glasgow for a while, and you would just fucking every like civilized, and we lived in quite a nice part. Like, but it seems to be like Friday night in those tenement buildings. Like, people are like, okay, the music gets blasted, people are on the piss, it loosens up a bit. And there would just be full-blown rows and fights outside the door.
Deadly.
And you're just like, what are you doing? Like, but yeah, I can't take it. I can barely
take
it.
No, like, if you're ever stuck in a fight, like, that'd be no good to you, because I would be pissing myself off.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing. But this, that annoyed me, because, like, what... I'd love to know why was he getting hiding?
And why the fuck did he climb out a window and then the other boy was just about to fucking...
Above a chip shop. Getting slashed.
I wonder, where's my downloads there? Someone sent me a video of, like, there was some nightclub, someone getting bucked in a nightclub.
In Uri?
I don't know where the fuck it was. Someone told me it was Portadown.
Same thing.
Same sort of dump. But again, you're watching it and this guy's fucking banging this
and
guy.
And the bouncer comes over?
No, the guy's, there's some dude just filming over the roof or over the side of the door for about fucking 20 minutes. And the guy's fully going out. I mean, the girl literally looks like she's a fucking 15, like, but, and then it's just all sorts of positions. And no, it fucked me up. There's like pish in the toilet. And I don't know why that bothered me. I was like, flush the fucking toilet. You know what I mean?
Was the lid not doing?
No. I don't know if they put lids on like club toilets.
I suppose.
Who's putting it on? Well, a bit of respect here. I've just had a shit. But like,
he says Ramon's is dead. I'm flush.
I'm not an animal. But he's going at it for the whole time. And then eventually he just goes. But the look on his face. The look on his face when he just sees the camera and he goes, ah, for fuck's sake. And he's fucking been just going at it the whole time. Like, it's fucking insane. Like,
did he stop?
Aye, yeah. But you know what? You're watching it and you're like, you know, it goes back to McCann's thing of like, where's all the dead on slots? This guy's firing one into this girl and just think, ah, oh, fuck me, daddy. And all, and you're like, what?
Aye.
You met someone in a nightclub and you're in a toilet and she's like, fuck me,
there's
daddy.
No such thing. Dead on slots.
Fuck me, daddy. Like, uncle. Oh,
Jesus, I don't know. Do you have it?
Where's my fucking download?
It's discussion, but let me see it.
Downloading loads.
Do you ever see the one that was like, it was in an actual nightclub and they were in just like a sofa?
Right.
And he was banging away there. And the bouncer just comes over and taps him and goes,
I don't have it. Fuck, good lad. Where are you sending me at? I can't remember. Anyway.
Oh, the country.
Some crack. Right, we'll see. We've got to see some fucking questions over here. Weird podcast, though, in fairness. You know, just listen to Janet Devlin talk about lady issues. I mean, it's serious yeah. Shit. Go listen to her fucking channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not me over here with 30k. I mean, this is the sort of shit Beg will send me. Like, okay, very cool. Very cool. Very cool, cock. You know?
Fucking McKegney sent me a good one now. My phone's off. Usually the boy like jumping ass first into the phone.
What?
Did you ever see that?
No. So I've seen some shit like where people fucking well, who's that dude that just shits in a sandwich and eats it? Not that guy?
No, I couldn't. I was going to say, I couldn't eat it.
No, I couldn't eat it. I couldn't eat a shit sandwich now, I'll tell you that for free.
I couldn't watch that. Even fucking McKegney sent me a video with like two videos and this doll just sucking this doll's toes and foot and feet, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. He'll go to prison for that sort of shit.
Oh, that's tip of the iceberg, I can't.
Just getting warmed up. Right, we'll hit some questions. I don't know how many I actually have. Got some more on Twitter. oh, yeah. Let me see if I can get this here. This is a very fucking shitty multimedia podcast, this one. Hi. Is that him?
Hey, look at that.
Oh, he said doll, not dog. I was like,
oh, no.
Gross. Fully. How to make a Tyler, the Creator song.
I'm left in London. This is how you make a Tyler, the Creator song. First, start with a shitty piano and pick a fucking chord. Next up, record the audio.
This will piss Aaron off, no way.
Playing the piano, pitch shift it up a little bit so the...
Her voice would turn milk.
Do you hear that? Yeah. Definitely have a
few. Quality kind of is ruined. And then just add the drums. You've got the bass riff, you've got the piano riff, you've got the drums, except something's not right. There isn't an out-of-key synth that is nowhere near the original key of the song. There it is. Now, the background vocals normally have to be some sort of semblance of you talking in a really pitched-down voice, saying, fuck, yeah, shit, and that's it. Now Now it's time for the lyrical content, which normally revolves around violence, made-up words, hating your father, and not being gay. Definitely not being gay. I should probably take this down for this video. And then when you finish it...
Tyler, the Creator, is gay, but...
Sounds something like this.
Is that bi?
I don't...
Huh? Is that bi?
Close enough.
Shit was clap. I'll beat a bitch in my Audi. Fuck up my deadbeat dad if he decided to call me. I got a million on me. Threw a couple of thou. I should win me a Grammy.
After you add some drums, make sure to...
Yeah, but it's easy to fucking pick something apart once you've fucking... Someone's already done it, like.
Whenever I first started, like, bringing the piano up to gigs and stuff, it was just pure Tyler, the Creator albums. I was literally seconds away from pummeling the guitar overhead and kill us both. I was like, I can't fucking listen to this shit anymore. But no, love it.
You wouldn't want to crash a car with him in it. It would be like the one with the giant loaf. Fucking pulverized everyone.
What a way to go. But no, like, that the other one, I thought was class. That the Igor one.
Yeah, it's good. I've said to McCartney before, I was like, I like him more than I like his music, probably. I do like a bunch of songs, but like...
Oh, he's a creative bastard. Like. Do you ever watch any of his Adult Swim stuff?
Mm-hmm. The Loiter Squad? Or yeah.
Some good stuff.
Here's a quit. There's a couple of nudes on the phone there.
Back to the barn.
Like, where's that? Is that near you?
It's like literally, but it's like my neighbour's place.
What are you like, so Jim, can I go in?
I can have it any time I want.
Access them. Okay. Ever been to the Laughter Lounge in Dublin? Might go tonight to see your mate O'Mahony. Also, ask McCartney, how's the suck calves going?
Oh, great. The suck calves.
Sucked bath. Do you reckon you will ever do your grading belts in jiu-jitsu? Thanks for all the laughs in the podcast. What do you think?
What is that?
Someone's talking about jiu-jitsu because I've been to jiu-jitsu about four times in my whole life.
Oh, get your black belt?
Nah, there'll be no black belt in the near future.
You still do, don't
I mean, here's the thing. I really like it, you know. Follow a lot of shit on Instagram. I love doing it. But I can't do it easily because it's all in Belfast. And it requires a fucking day out just to go do jiu-jitsu. You know, I have to be like, right, I'm going to go do that today. So I'll leave at 10, get there for like, you know, whatever, 12 o'clock class, 2 hours, boom. And you're like, the whole middle of the day is gone just to go do jiu-jitsu. There's nowhere around here. Like, it's literally a fucking business opportunity to open an MMA school and fucking...
Straight blast, golly golly.
I mean, I would love to do it.
Sure, why don't you?
Open a club?
Why don't you just go here, the guy who does the Belfast one, there's a parish hall and fucking Moy.
There's a shed there and I'll throw down some hay and we can fucking roll about.
I've four pallets, I can make a roof out of it. And there's a mat, mailed all throughout.
There's a mattress I can put duct tape over. This thing's a pish, but...
We'll sellotape this mattress to a leper. We'll just kick the fuck out of him.
He's as good as dead, so you fucking pull his head off if you want. pull his arms right off.
Finish him.
See how much pressure it takes to take literally pull someone's shoulder off? Go ahead. He won't mind. He's fucking can't even feel it. Favourite type of pizza? I love the hard hitting.
I love pizza. That'd be my food, like pizza.
Is that your go-to?
I'm not very well cultured.
I used to love pizza, and I don't know, I just feel like it doesn't really hit the spot now. Just because you know what I mean? You just eat the whole fucking thing and you're like, well, I'm going to be sick. And
me and McCann was this debate. He reckons Giuseppe's is the best pizza place about. But did you ever go to the one in the A5 road? When you're heading for Roma?
Aye, what's it called? Pizza?
We just called it A5 Pizza Place. It's like Pizza Rama, rather.
It looks like a restaurant on its own.
In the middle of first class.
Is that called Pizza Mac or something?
There's another one in Roma.
I don't give a
fuck. Ten names.
It's all right. If you're blocked, you'll eat anything. Asian flush syndrome. What's that?
Aye. I had a dose of that last year.
Is that a farming thing, is it?
You need a cream for it.
Asian. Apparently there's a shit that you can get that you put on cow's tits.
We got it. Like,
but it's for like people put it on their knees and shit?
I don't actually got it there like last week.
Otter mint or something?
Some stuff.
Yeah,
what's it called? She went into the vet and the dog was like, we literally just sell this to people. No one ever uses it for animals. But there's like a picture of cow's tits in the front of it.
For most people, when they drink alcohol, it can make them feel more confident and comfortable. But for me... drinking makes me feel less confident and uncomfortable. That's because, thanks to my DNA, alcohol makes my skin turn red.
For science.
For science.
Chinese, half Chinese, Japanese, Filipina. Filipina? Why does it sound culty? Because you have to put an A at the end. Because she's
Filipina vaguely.
Are we slamming these? What's happening?
The skin dilate. In the case of Asian.
For me, at least, like the warmth starts in my chest.
Tell you what, I haven't drank since 2nd of March and I couldn't give a fuck anymore. Swear to God.
It's a great way to be.
And it moves its way up.
It is a lot of. Like, I like a wee drink, but it wouldn't be like there's boys that have to get a drink every weekend or they'd lose their fucking head. I'm just like, no, I'll just enjoy it. I'm not.
My ears are warm. It's weird, it's like my eye.
I do just like go like a full rager, but I just can't get anything done.
It's not worth it.
I do feel like they get puffy.
Asian flush, so yeah, is it just your face gets red?
I'd add a level about 6 times higher than normal people. If acetaldehyde sounds.
But then Asians can't fucking drink anyway. You know?
Have you ever met an Asian?
So if you
yeah.
I turned red.
That is way worse.
This, thanks. Awesome.
Chinese, half Chinese, aka full white, by the looks of it. Asian flush. Well, there you go. You learned about some stuff today. I learned about some stuff. Killing it.
Jesus.
Most culty phrase. We've covered that, have we? I have a fucking bunch of tweets here. I forget. Let me see. I'm going to pish all over myself very shortly. Have you started writing material for the SSE show or will it be a mixture of this year's stuff? You write a set and then it'll fucking build its way up and then I'll go on tour and then I'll probably do that show in the Odyssey. But saying that, knowing me, I probably won't. Do you know what I mean? It'll probably be... Like, I remember... When I did the Ulster Hall, I closed on a bit that I wrote that day.
How'd it go? Killed.
Fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, I get bored of shit very, very quickly. So, if I have something funny...
And you can enjoy it better yourself.
Yeah.
When it's, like, new.
Mm. So, yeah.
Definitely.
But, I mean...
Did I hear you're, like, doing, like, another stand or something in that? Like, you had to expand it?
No, well, they did expand it because they... basically they were like, this is this, like, say they're like, that's the size of the stage. If you want the whole stage, if you want people to be able to see this, the eye line is kind of like this. But if you bring the stage up to here, which I can, because I'm only doing stand up, I don't need the full depth of it. The seats can come to like here.
Oh, right, right.
The eye line just opens up a bit. So I need to get rid of the rest of those tickets just, and then, which I've actually nearly added all my sort of special thing, quote unquote, but I'll take loads of clips out of that and use it as promo.
Class.
But yeah, I'd say if I get down to doing like an hour and 10 at the Odyssey, I'll probably have ripped through about fucking 3 hours of comedy this year at this rate. Like,
well, the last couple of times I've seen you, it was all new stuff, really.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what, like, the Derry show the other night was about the first time I put like a load of stuff together, you know? In a row, and it's the sort of thing that was about 45 minutes. But if I did that, say, fucking five times, that set, it would sharpen up, and then you could sort of just keep that and then start on another 45. Because it's only taken from January to now to be able to do a 45 minute set of all new shit. Sweet. Of a decent level.
Do you like, would you come in here and like sit down? And
no.
Aye.
No, I can't really do that. I have to just, like, I don't know, because, like, none of my stuff gets, like, developed out long enough. Like, I'll just have a wee thought and then have to go do it. And then I'll have, like, 4 or 5 thoughts in a row that's, like, one shitty bit. Like, one of my, like, a set, I'll show you the book after, but, like, a set of mine for 45 minutes is, like, an A4 page just with loads of bits in it.
Funny, I'm the same, but I was like, I'd love, like, one 15-minute bit.
I know, it's so hard to fucking do.
And then it fucks me off is trying to remember, though, because I have the worst memory.
Yeah, like, I always get jealous. Like, Aaron's good at that. There's Maureen there. Mickey is good at that. You know, he just has a fucking, I'm going to do my closer now, and you know it's 12 minutes long.
Aye.
I don't have any shit like that.
Funny, I know, whenever I open for Mickey in the Nerve Centre, and I was like, how the fuck do you remember? And follow our show. He's like, it's only like 3 bits. And I was on for like 10, 15 minutes. Like 9, 10 bits.
Yeah, 100%. Just depends, like, but... I honestly, the best way for me to do comedy would be like go on stage with a clipboard with a bunch of shit that I just was thinking about and just fucking rip through it.
Sure. See Frankie Boyle, does that? See on Instagram, what's up?
Yeah, turn into Frankie Boyle. Everyone's different. Like, if you're a good storyteller, you can do those big long bits, but yeah. I don't know. I'm more of like a, just a wee fucking slobber, you know what I mean? Like, show me something and I'm like, meh, I fucking don't like that. Meh. Have you ever played RuneScape? I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Some sort of, you know, Fortnite shade, is it? Or?
I don't know. I literally have never played like computer games my whole life. I got on a PlayStation 1 for about 5 days and then sold it.
I'd love to get like an Xbox, but like if I sat and played Xbox for all day, I was like, what did I do?
It's one of the few things where I would be like, I'm absolutely wasting my time here.
Yeah, you'd love it, but.
Like, Mickey could just sit there fucking shitting in a nappy for, like, 5 days going, oh, my horse needs fed on fucking Red Dead Redemption or whatever.
Booze him elastic band around his head.
Yeah, you're like, I don't fucking... Fuck that. Like, you look on a wee boy or a wee girl out of Maureen, obviously, not generally. What sort of fucking... What a way to word that. You look on a wee, but...
We're selling them up at Nuts Market.
I mean, I really don't care, like, so...
As long as it's happy and healthy.
Exactly. Because you're kind of... I'm kind of excited both ways, you know what I mean? You'd be like, oh, there's a boy, fucking right, got a wee boy, you can do wee boy stuff. And then if you got a girl, like, oh, it's cute, you've got a girl.
After.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't really care. Have you ever paid for sex? Emotionally?
Aye. I had a girlfriend for 4 years. I need to get a mortgage.
What do you think? Who do you think is the best heavyweight boxer right now?
Well, it's
pretty obvious. You know, the one that has all the belts is the best one.
I thought my bottom names was Azarias or something.
Andrew Ruiz. Yeah, big fat cunt.
Fair play to him.
Yeah,
just goes to show you how much effort they put into like sports and training. And he comes over with a smell of McDonald's off him and pummels him.
Well... You know what I mean? You can't get abs on your chin. You know what I mean? If someone fucking smacks you in the face, you know, you're going to feel it like...
It glutes like, in my chin.
I do have glutes in my chin. I got a six pack
of... Froobs in mine.
I fucking love froobs. Yeah. I haven't even heard the word froob in about 10 years.
No, I'm old school boy. I'm bringing everything back.
Do you know what they need?
I'm bringing that back.
Fucking what's that? No, I'm bringing back pants. Yeah. I've said it 8 times this week. That is pants, bro.
Did you hear Gangnam Style yet? It's fucking unreal.
Whoop. It's like I fucking know what they need. They need like a fucking 2 liter Capri Sun, and they need like.
So what do you hear? I got one. Do you see the new ones with? They're like a pouch.
What do I mean?
They're like the Capri Sun, but they're like a twist head.
Aye.
God, she had seen it and was like, oh my fuck, it's dead. I haven't seen one of these years. Opened it, just fucking
squirted it everywhere.
I thought it was like one of these things you had to suck.
I like there's a wee fucking anus inside it.
I think like a Lucas 8 Sport.
The wee rubber asshole.
But literally, there's just like a pillowcase. And just fucking...
But they need like a fucking 3 liter of those so you can just squish it in your mouth.
Sort of.
Imagine you get a Froob that was about a liter. You know, big fat fucking.
Do you mean daily Lunchables?
Mm-hmm.
Pure shit.
Oh, it was trash. Like.
Yeah, fucking pure horse hooves.
I remember, I've said this before in the podcast, there was an Indian family in our school, in primary school, like. And, this sounds like it's going racist. It wasn't. They would just have, like, wee Indian fucking lunchbox meals. And everyone used to be like, everyone's sitting there eating a fucking wet tuna sandwich, being like, oh, what the fuck are they eating? And now that I'm an adult, I'm like, how class would that be? Like, they had fucking naan breads and all the multicoloured dips and everything, and we were sitting there eating fucking a Lunchable.
Shit.
Getting fucking mouth cancer. Eating fucking rolled up dick meat in a fucking spacecraft.
Shout out to school dinners.
Oh, yeah. I swear to God, see, in our school, in, like, secondary school, some of the... They had like a chicken lasagna or something that they would do like every Friday, and it was one of the nicest things I've ever had in my life.
But you know, it was pure fucking made of feathers and
I don't give a fuck.
Gravel.
I don't know what was in it.
Didn't even make sense, like chicken lasagna, like a white lasagna.
Fell out with my secondary school dinner lady.
Stuck a head in her.
She like fucking threw a plate of chips and I came over the rack and the chips kind of slid off the plate on the tray. And I was like, here, bit of manners goes a long way. And she fucking flipped. Because I was only this fucking dick 13-year-old, like. But anyway, she showed her.
Bit of care around these fucking chips here. Patricia.
Have you ever pooed in a shoe? Any other crack?
Any pooed? No. I've nearly shat on my own shoe by an accident one time.
I'm down.
I think one of the few times I had a shit outside. I went for the shit and forgot that sometimes you also simultaneously piss. And like pissed all over the back of my trousers and nearly shit on my shoe. So
hold on.
Great day for the...
You stood up straight and shit and pissed at the one time?
No, I did a squat, like. But I should have taken my trousers clean off, like, just to get all the space available.
See, that's the beauty of growing up in the country. You're just kind of born knowing how to shit outside.
Yeah.
You get the wee docking. Line up again at three. Just fucking go. Legs not even touching the ground. City boys, hey, you don't know how.
I know, I was caught out. Like, I definitely was caught out. Can I be on the podcast? Stephen? Sure.
Doors always open.
Guys, that's all you had to do this whole time. Just straight up ask. Favourite places to eat in Belfast? From dirty, sloppy, feel-good food to something more fancy. Have you tried Six by Nico yet? Andy Large. No, I haven't tried that. I don't like fancy food. I actually don't like sitting down and eating. Do you know what I mean? Like, I love going to places where the food is, like, really tasty and quick. But see, like, getting dressed up and going and sitting and fucking waiting and... Mm. Yes, that's lovely. I don't like that.
Did you try me and Michael went to... Is it Trigger Burger or something?
Tribal
Burger?
Trigger Burger?
I think, what the fuck? It's class. Yeah. Like, perfect. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, like, burgers are like that. You could fucking throw them under the door, like really thin. Love them.
Yeah. There was, I'll be honest, like, fucking Five Guys is incredible if you're willing to pay £17 for a burger. Like, but, yeah, Tribal Burger's good. What the fuck did I get?
What's that? Five
Guys? The big American chain.
Oh.
They got one in Victoria Square and all that shit.
Oh, that's
right. It's just as good as, like, a fucking American style burger gets. Fake cheese.
There's
mustard.
So many of them gourmet burger places now.
Yeah, fuck gourmet. Like, suck my ass. I don't like it. I don't like gourmet. You know, when you go in, it's like, yeah, it's Stilton and fucking broccoli, whatever. No, fuck, no. Can't be honest.
Gourmet mince.
The best fucking burgers. Maureen's dad made this. It looks like a desk, but it's like sheet metal, basically. And then he put a patio gas burner underneath it. And it heats. It's like, it basically makes a big hot plate that's about 2/3 the size of this table, and you can just make shit on top of it.
Class.
It's incredible. But like, I would just get mince and do, not even make it in a burger shape, just slam it. I've seen this on like Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives. Just chuck it down and squash it till it's thin, and then just fuck a bit of cheese on it and stick in the bap, and you're like, that's about as good as it gets with a burger. Like,
no. Do you ever watch that Jon Favreau chef film?
Yeah.
See the fucking,
he has a show toasties now.
I've seen that on Netflix. That's made me think of it.
It's wank. Like, have you seen Bert Kreischer's cooking show?
Seen bits.
Like, it's better than the Jon Favreau one, because, like,
they're taking the piss.
See, if their personalities aren't good, it's just watching some dudes make a toast.
Making food.
And you're like, fuck that.
But the way they shoot it, though, was like, oh, fuck, I just love that now. But then I just have no patience for that shit. I just go eat.
All I can remember from that movie is, like, is he going to bang Scarlett Johansson, the big fat fucking
did
mess?
He?
I don't know. I can't remember. I think I actually think I might have watched that.
Scarlett Johansson's tasty.
Aye, grow your hair back out. Like, see all this cutting your hair short business? Oh, no thanks.
She's going to your boy from SNL.
Hey.
You're on there.
What's his name?
Colin. Aye, that does the Weekend Update.
His name's Colin.
Colin Jost.
Hi, gross. Scarlett Johansson, chef. She is fucking tasty, though. Mm. And then she talks and she's like, hey, what's up, dudes? It's like Miley Cyrus. What's up, guys? It's fucking Miley Cyrus here.
She took some roundabout. She was such a, no, so innocent. Whore, no innocent.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen to your girl, fucking Billie Eilish. You know her?
She's all stylish and wearing like big giant sweaters and all. And you're like, yeah, because she's 17.
Is that the doll makes the whole meme, the meme thing there?
What?
Was that like all memes about that shitty song?
Duh, that thing. I mean, it's...
She's like blood in her face.
Probably, yeah. Anyway, the second she turns 18, it'll be all like, look at my asshole.
I'm a nun.
Can I be in the podcast? Favourite place to eat in Belfast? Here's what I do. Talk a lot of shit. And then go to Bow Tree every time.
Was it like a Thai place?
The Thai place. Unbelievable. Do you remember the podcast where you and Aaron discussed the Golden Cow advert? It was quality listening. Okay, great question, bro. Not really a quite. Oh, yeah. You've seen that ad? Where, like, the grandma makes him a bit of toast. And he's like, see the way he fights with all the other boys? That's why he's by himself. You not seen that ad?
I can't remember, but probably did, like, but...
I mean, it's old as fuck. I don't know how McCann remembered it, because it's probably before his time.
You can forget about watching that telly.
You eat dick.
What happened to you, eh?
He's only gone and got himself into another fight at school today.
Not to worry.
What an odd place to have a fucking toaster in your house, too. It's on the sideboard.
Is that a Siamese fighting fish?
It's your house, bro. You tell me.
Of course it is.
They fight with all the other fish, don't they?
No, Granda. Just the other males.
Oh. Is that why he's all alone?
Deep.
Now you only bought one, you stupid cunt.
Golden cow, like mortar.
You can't.
You need a hammer to eat it.
You can't. That's before, you know, bread and butter is poison, you know. Now it would be like...
I have to put it on the toast with a shovel.
You have to leave a knife in the fire for half an hour before it'll fucking... How many times have you done that? Just went to butter, a bit of bread, and it just rolled the whole piece of bread up.
I've put too much on.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a fat cunt.
Yeah. Right, we'll wrap this up. Not really a question, but listen to your previous podcast. You mentioned you and the missus were going to Scotland. If you want to look around a fighter jet, send me a message and I will make it happen. Okay, bro. Okay, Davey. Have you watched Chernobyl? Not yet. For the stack card tonight, who do you want? Cowboy or Ferguson? Do you watch any fights?
Sam Wild Bad shit like that.
Mm.
What's on?
I would love Donald Cowboy Cerrone is fighting Tony Ferguson. I'd like to see Cowboy win just because he's a veteran and he's savage.
Just MMA?
Yeah, that's UFC. What happened to Thomas the Tanker? I've answered that every podcast since the dawn of time. Wanted to make videos. He didn't want to make videos. Got a bit weird.
There's a question I can answer.
See you later. And we'll finish on this. Where can I get a good pair of sturdy brown boots?
Well, what's his name?
Phil.
Well, Phil. You go to SD Kells and every good high street, tell them McCarney sent you. They'll give you nothing off it. Like,
he'll say who and then be like, we're shutting in five.
But there's so many boots. There's steel toe. There's pointy. There's laced. And brown and black. Which ones do you want? Like, fucking sort out. This time next week, we'll know. Let us know how you get on.
Yeah. Next week, where to source a sucked cat. Right, we're going to get out of here and go to Dublin. Follow Mark McCarney on Instagram. State of Goose. More sketches to come. Do you have to write all them scripts out? Do you write scripts?
I do. It's more for the shots. Just to keep, because I'm cutting them. So I like to keep them
fucking together. Fucking see, professional. You know. Professional. Right, getting out of here. Going to Dublin to watch Patton Oswalt. Report back on Tuesday. See you in a bit.
Good love.